This is
Wow!
What a week.
What a week. Celebrity guest.
Celebrity guest.
Our next guest has been in the film and TV industry since about 2006. I've encountered him on and off, but I think he made a lasting impression on me when we were in Cancun, Mexico, shooting the Tropica Island of Treasure. He was one of the assistant directors, and he looked after us even on our nights out when we were not meant to be out having tequila, but we did anyway. He shoots from the hip. He's a no-nonsense guy, speaks truth to power, and is one of my favorite dudes. Please make some noise for Zola Hashatsi.
One more bo.
How you doing, my dog?
I'm good and you, man?
I'm good, man.
Thank you. You got it right. Hashatsi Kamutsiri. That's mom and dad.
No, it's very important.
Yeah.
But you've been Hashatsi for the longest time.
Yeah.
What happened? How did you, when and why did you add Kamutsiri?
Well, my mom's side of the family and my father's side of the family, Kimubango, never got along, you know, typical black story.
Okay.
My father's side never accepted me, bloody, bloody, blah.
How? I don't understand.
So this is a story.
Okay.
My mom was the student, my father was the teacher.
Hibana.
Well, clearly he taught her something.
Yo.
Because I'm here.
He's like, let me give you homeworks.
Biology. Likali.
I'm over homeworks for life.
Oh, well, but the results were great.
But growing up, though,
yeah.
Understanding that there's this dynamic
yeah.
and that you're not wanted by your dad's side of the family, how does that affect a young boy growing towards manhood?
It really does affect one because... Mm. As much as I can give, pay homage and love my mom's side of the family,
sure.
I still need to recognize my father's side.
Yes, sir.
Especially as a male.
Mm, mm.
Because if I decide to get married one day, I would need my father's side, my father's surname, the blessings.
Yes,
if I need success or work, especially in this stupid, messy industry, I would need the luck or blessings from... If I want Dilo Ditsa my grand in my life, I need to have my father's side.
So it was important for you to close that gap, basically.
I had to, because growing up, they were not getting along.
Mm.
And bear in mind, they Badu Lako starting, say, one.
Yeah.
One long street Kopimbo.
Sure.
So one day, I was like, I'm going to that family.
Yeah.
Yeah, to say, hi, how are you?
I come back.
Ta-da! But little time, we were good. We would meet, but secretly.
Sure.
You know, Kodi Koning.
Yeah.
You know.
What would you guys talk about?
When I was young. So basically, it was just,
Go buy sweets.
Yeah, you know, stock exchange.
Sure.
Yeah, it was just one of those. I don't remember much because I was like 5, 6,
okay.
7.
Sure.
And I think he passed away when I was 8 or 9. Yeah, so... And it was just little moments.
Sure.
Because, you know, Papa was a Rolling Stone. So I think I've got about 9, 10 brothers and sisters out there.
You're Mubango indeed.
Well, at least we're not cancelled.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So I'm beginning to meet other Mutsiris out there.
Yes, sir. Yes, yeah. Sir. So how do you then stumble into the industry? Because I know one of your first forays into the industry was an outsurance ad, if I'm not mistaken.
You. Who did the digging?
So as I was leaving YFM to go to 5FM,
yeah.
You were literally making your way into the industry, 2005, 2006.
True.
So tell us about that period in your life and how you ended up in the industry.
Well, at school, I was just getting bored of doing your maths, your science, your biology. I was like, this is not for me.
Sure.
I was bored. So... Like a typical student, I'll go to school, but instead of getting into school, I would pack clothes and then change, bunk, and then climb taxis to that beautiful building at Auckland Park, SABC. You know, I started pitching shows whilst I was in high school.
You were pitching shows to the SABC?
Yeah.
In high school?
Yeah, grade 10.
Yo.
I started pitching shows, then go back to school, and then bunk again and come to the Market Theatre and watch Sarafina, and I'm excited.
Sure,
I'm sitting there watching Mamleleti Khumalo, and I'm like, I want to do this. Mm. This makes me happy.
Sure.
I want to do this. And then fast forward 2007.
Yeah.
No, 2006. Yeah. I auditioned for Tsotsi.
Mm.
Well, you never saw me there, so I didn't get it.
Sure.
But 2007 ended up on SABC 3 with Pearl Tuzi doing iCrew.
Sure.
Back then, we still had continuity presenters, Bo Erin Besta.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's how it started.
So did you have an agent or were you like going it by yourself?
In the words of Juju, I was chacharach. Mm. I just went in by myself.
Mm.
So I found myself on 3. When the show ended, for that weekend, I was unemployed. Then Monday, ETV called. Then I joined Crazy.
Yep.
They're like, we're looking for a presenter to do a live show. I'm like, present, teacher.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I was there for 9 years. So that's how it started.
So when you start your the show you did with Pearl Tuzi on SABC 3.
iCrew, yeah.
iCrew. How does that then change the trajectory of the rest of your life? Because you've gone from this kid who's chacharach, is doing auditions, auditioned for Tsotsi, didn't get it.
Yeah.
I actually also auditioned for Tsotsi.
Did you?
Actually, my voice was used for a radio. I was supposed to be a presenter. And I remember I presented a radio guy.
Yeah.
And I remember I was back announcing a Brenda Fassie song.
Okay.
In my Tsotsi audition. But I don't know if it didn't work for, I can't remember. So don't worry.
So just like you, we both not there.
We both didn't make it.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, so obviously, like I say, I mean, you're trying to get into the industry.
Yeah.
You're knocking on doors. You're trying to make things happen.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, SABC 3 iCrew say, we see you, kid.
Yeah.
Come, let's do this.
For sure.
How does that change your trajectory for the rest of your life?
Well, from there, then I think I was like, I think my parents saw that, okay, you're serious about this, because I think it's only 2 years ago I admitted to them that I used to bunk.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, I mean, it's working for you.
Sure.
So great stuff.
Mm.
So I think it worked out for me, because after iCrew and then Crazy, finishing my matric, I'm like, I want to do media studies.
Sure.
In fact, I want to do theater.
Mm.
Then I come to the Market Theater Lab, where I studied for 2 years. And then that's when Muneen Lee signed me up after seeing me perform.
Mm.
Then now it became a business.
Oh, yes.
You know, now it's no longer about running around in studio.
Mm.
It's no longer about being chacharach.
Mm.
Now, okay, you must learn the art.
Sure.
Yeah, because now you know, also I was never in it to be a celebrity, you know. I'm all about being a thespian.
Yes.
You know, because I take it from when I say our Father who art in heaven, we art on earth.
Mm.
So that's why we are artists.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
It will be the punchline, you know.
As long as you're catching them.
I'm like, this dude ate punchlines for dinner. Now he's spewing them here.
It's been a week.
So why was it important to do the lab at the Market Theater, though? And why should other people who are passionate about the art go to a lab, for instance, go to a Market Theater, or just go into theater maybe to sharpen the tool?
You know, you can, you have to, well, you don't have to, but I would advise them to, because most of the greatest actors come from the stage.
Sure.
You know, shout out to TV actors. Because stage, you are big. That's why when you get to TV, they have to tone you down.
Yes, yes.
You know,
yes.
Hence they do this.
Fit in here.
Yeah, fit, yeah.
Yeah.
So it's important to, because you learn things about like hitting your mark, you know, squaring up, projecting, you know, owning the audience. So it's discipline also.
Sure.
Most TV people are ill-disciplined, especially this new generation.
And sometimes it's because they know there'll be a second take.
Yeah.
Whereas when you're on stage, you can't fuck it up.
No, you can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is your take.
And the people you with, they must know, hurry, okay, Tato forgot the lines, okay.
So let's rescue.
Let's save him.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it happened to us in Grahamstown, where you can hear someone is saying a line, but it's not in the script.
Yeah.
So someone took the cue, and we all improvised.
True.
So theater will teach you things like improvisation.
Mm.
So as you mentioned, most TV actors, I think nothing grates actors' tits than being on take 8,
yeah,
and now it's once again, I have to cry again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that moment,
yeah,
was in the first take.
Yeah.
Now you've lost the moment.
Yeah, but at take 8, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, no. 1 tear.
Mm.
Yeah, just 1 tear. Kalifele one. Lisho la sichaba.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. So I was presenter of Tropica Island of Treasure, I think for 5 seasons.
Yeah.
And on one of our seasons in Cancun, Mexico.
Yes.
You were part of the crew.
Yes.
So how did you end up there?
How did I end up there?
Let me tell you why I'm asking you,
yeah,
this. Because a lot of kids get into TV, for, yeah, instance, or into film. And the minute they become disturbing,
yeah,
the minute they become household names, mm, they think they're too big,
eish,
to be behind the scenes,
oh,
or to be a production assistant,
yeah,
or to be a runner. But that's where you're going to learn about the rest of what everyone else does.
Hell
by
to
actually
the year.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Why was it important for you to do that?
I think it goes back to iCrew and Crazy Days, because,
yeah,
as much as I was the presenter,
mm,
but I was that guy holding the scripts, you,
sure,
know. I was that guy, first one on set, last one on set,
mm,
you know, pulling the cables,
yeah,
you know, assisting, mm, with the camera,
sure,
you know, moving the set. And,
mm,
they were like, other presenters couldn't fathom or understand, why are you,
mm,
doing this? And, mm, I'm like, you need to know what's happening, a setting.
Learn the whole vehicle, not just to drive it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Don't, when you get stuck,
yeah,
dial this insurance company. No, no, no.
Yeah.
Learn to change the wheel.
I got this.
Learn to change your oil.
Mm.
And also, Market Theater taught us that. Lighting,
yeah,
sound,
mm,
stage managing.
Mm.
You have to, props.
Sure.
So it's important, because staring never dies. That's a myth.
Mm.
Okay, Steven Seagal.
Mm.
Okay, Pat Spencer. Mm? Okay, Tompo. Bruce Lee. You know,
yeah, yeah, at least Tompo was immortalized by a DJ Cleo in a song. So Tompo is back.
Well, if Casper could lose the ponytail, so Tompo could as well,
yeah,
you know. But,
yeah,
shout out to Cleo.
Mm.
So it's important to learn the art of the industry.
Sure.
And because if your sound guy was not here, we, mm, wouldn't be doing this.
Absolutely.
If your lighting guy wasn't here,
mm,
you know, if your beautiful manager who doesn't shout at us,
yeah,
was not here, I mean, we would
exactly
have not started.
Absolutely.
You,
so,
know.
Okay, so in Mexico, what were you? Were you production assistant?
I was production assistant, mm, but I was also second AD.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay.
So
what is an AD?
I have to make sure that first AD and the D,
hmm,
knows,
okay,
what's going on. Basically, you need to run this damn show.
Okay, so assistant director.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I'm raising that is because I saw a different side of you when we were in Mexico.
Yeah.
Because I've seen you in front of the camera.
Sure.
You know, we've seen you in an advert.
Yeah.
We'd seen you, I think, in Scandal by then. Had you done Scandal already by then?
Back in the days when,
yeah,
it was still at High Park.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that was just a small role. Rhythm City was the great,
yeah,
role.
Yeah, you did Rhythm City also.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, like I'm saying, I mean, you're assistant director. You were literally running up and down.
Yeah.
And
2 weeks.
And we would shoot from about 9 in the morning,
yeah,
until 5, 6 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have dinner. And then we'd party until 5 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then by 8, we're shooting again. And this man made sure that every single person is in the hotel room sleeping. Even if it's at 5 in the morning, he'd make sure we're all tucked in.
I was young.
Yeah.
I could do it.
You had the energy.
Ask me now. It takes me 4 days to recover fresh.
There are 3 nights in Mexico where we had so much tequila.
Yes.
I don't remember how this guy got me into my room. All I remember is waking up and my dude is like, don't worry, I made sure you were safe.
Yes.
Made sure I was in my hotel room. I'd collect nothing. I know
yeah,
nothing. I know nothing, Your Honor.
But we had fun.
Yeah.
The show was on air.
Yeah.
In South Africa.
Sure.
Yeah, we brought back a great show.
Mm.
We even survived a tornado. What was it?
Yeah, there was a tornado warning.
Yes.
And the entire hotel had to go into the basement because there was a tornado coming.
But the show must go on.
Yes,
we had to change the entire show. Now,
yeah,
we are shooting inside your hotel rooms.
Yeah.
The show must go on.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the beauty of this industry. No matter what, the show must go on.
But you've also had to deal with seasons of there's no show.
Yeah.
Like it's dry.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
Whew. Seasons of no show.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the art of the industry. Mm. There was once your Woza Weekends. Sure. There was once your Spires. Mm. There was once your Isidingos, your Sierra Delans, your Movangos, your Rhythm Cities, your Yizo Yizos. It can start, but everything that starts has an ending.
Sure. Mm.
So hence you need to learn the industry and learn who does what, because you can't be the face all the time. Mm. There's new kids in the industry now.
Sure.
Speaking, sitting here right now, there's kids at AFTA, there's kids at VITS. You know, some of them you don't need to go train for this, because some of them you're born with this, you know. So season of dryness, you just have to be creative, you know, write, pitch.
At a practical level, when there's no show, meaning there's no income, how do you deal with the day-to-day bread and butter issues?
Well, thank God with the family, you know, that we can still call.
Sure.
Thank God that family taught us the art of saving money, because financial literacy is one thing we need in the industry.
Sure.
So when there's absolutely nothing, but 3 months, 6 months, sometimes even a year, sometimes it's a good time to, you know, self-introspect, you know, go back and go to the mirror, just like you used to audition, and ask, am I in the right industry?
Yeah.
Is it late to submit my CV? But you need to work and learn the art of knowing the industry and knowing the right people.
How dry has it been for you?
For me?
And how hungry have you gotten because it got dry?
How dry has it been? I'd say I've been blessed to, at some stage I had about 6 gigs, you know. So if it's dry, I'd say 1 or 2 gigs. But sometimes it's burnt dry. But how I've survived, I've learned to save.
Okay.
I've learned to, to put my money in safe spaces and invest. And growing up Kokazi, I have a bunch of societies that I attend with people that are older than me. I'm always the youngest with society. So I wouldn't say I've gone hungry. Sure. No more hunger. No. Hunger is real in this industry, especially at this rate when shows are getting canned.
Sure.
So I don't think ain't no shame in getting a 9-to-5, you know, and then.
So have you had to do that?
Oh, no. I think before entering the industry, I was already working good disc cam, but weekends, you know. So I've been working since I was like 14. And most of the shows that I do, I end up producing them. So that's my 9-to-5 or 9-to-9. Or
so what are you working on right now?
Right now, my favorite building there, Auckland Park, I had like 4 pitches last week. So right now I'm running my own production company, Hashatse Productions, because sometimes you get tired of taking people's BS.
Sure.
So you need to now literally go behind and start the project from A to Z. So that's what I'm currently doing. And I'm also working behind the scenes for the SAFTAs. And I'm just auditioning. Because the truth of the industry, you'll audition until you die.
Are there any moments where you feel like you're not working because maybe you're outspoken? Or you're not working because you're not afraid to speak truth to power? Or you're not working and you know for sure it's because someone is blocking it?
Truth be told, our industry does have gatekeepers. They're there. They are there, mama. They are there. But what you just said, it made me think right now. That, me, Bluetooth, I speak my mind, you know, I call people out and I tag them because they need to know. So maybe, sometimes I'm not getting gigs because, that guy, you know that guy with the miners who's going to be like, ah, the union is, you know, the Amandla guy. Mm. So maybe yes, you're right. Mm. Sometimes I don't get gigs because...
No, let me tell you why also I'm saying that. Because I'd gotten a list of people that I know you in the industry.
Yeah.
And I'd asked them to send a voice note.
Okay.
Just talking about you and what they feel about you and how they've experienced you.
Wow.
And about three of them said they love you to death.
Wow.
But they're afraid that if they are quoted verbatim or the voice note plays on any platform, it might affect their bread because you're outspoken. Yeah. How does that make you feel?
Insane in the member arena.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Mm. But I'm glad because it means clearly I hold power. There's power in the tongue, they said. So I'm glad that my voice has an impact and I'm the voice for the voiceless and I will continue. I'm just sad that if they had to speak, it will affect their bread. Mm. That's some crazy hierarchy, power, nonsensical nonsense. Mm. But it is what it is, eh?
What would you say is the biggest thing you've been outspoken about in your industry, where you know they heard you?
I think I've always spoken about protecting the actors.
Sure.
Treating the extras rightfully so, treating the crew rightfully so, giving us great quality shows on air, because I've seen shows where you see a booming shot, but it's playing, and I'm like, but who approved it?
Sure.
I've called out bosses of big companies, so I mean, there's quite a few, so I can't think of one that I'd say it's gotten me in hot water, but I'm sure it's blacklisted me. Mm. Man, I've just called out people, just pay people well.
Sure.
Pay the damn actor.
Sure.
If you've acted, pay the damn actor. And also these production houses are killing us because now they're slowly but surely coming out.
Sure.
The industry has, you know, placed its head on the block and giving these new production houses, especially young black production houses, a chance and a budget. But they'll give you a 60% of what was expected of them. Next thing, there's 250 in the account. People buy cars, people buy beach houses. So the essence of the art and the love of the art is gone. Sure. I think it left with the previous generation.
So are you saying some production companies are treating this as like a heist almost? Let's make a quick buck, but let's not look after the parts of the machine that get the machine moving.
Yeah. Mm. Just like most of people in higher powers and higher positions ate money from the national lottery.
Sure.
It happens. Mm. It's not only our industry, but they see it as a quick buck to make. So it's sad, and there's many of them.
I need you to put on your headphones.
Okay.
We have a message for you.
Oh.
Okay. Are your levels fine? You're happy with your levels?
Happiness.
Kamako. Zola, this is Naledi Dube, as you call me. I just wanted to say thank you. Thank you for sharing your light with all of us. Thank you for just being an amazing person and a great impact in the creative space in this country. You are extremely talented. You are such a loving person. And, you know, they don't make them like you anymore. So continue to serve. Continue to do art as an artiste, as you always say. And I pray that you continue to do great things in the space. And we see you. We honor you. And I hope that this voice note will be a reminder that you are great and that you're here for a reason. Be present and feel. I like the ability to express how proud I am of you and how happy I am to actually have crossed paths with you. Thank you for your energy, your loud, very loud energy.
You're very loud.
And thank you for your honesty as well. As an artist myself, I look up to you. I look up to the amazing work that you've done, and it goes unnoticed. I hope that, you know, bigger doors continue to open for you. May you go from glory to glory. And we can't wait to see the amazing things that God has in store for you. And bye.
Oh, Togo Zakama. Togo Zadube. Oh, my God.
Who is that?
Naledi Dube.
Okay.
Oh. Naledi Dube is... Naledi Dube is special.
Mm.
You know, she's one of those people in the industry that cares.
Sure.
She's more or less like your manager. She runs a show, she runs a project, she cares about the project, she sees it from A to Z.
Sure.
And she always looks mighty fine.
Mm-hmm. Is she single?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Okay, I'm asking for a friend.
Okay.
Yeah.
Even me.
Okay.
No, I don't do friends.
Okay.
No, Naledi is Naledi is an amazing soul.
Oh. I will go represent you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. No, Naledi is a special soul.
Sure.
We've interacted and worked on a couple of projects, and it's always a pleasure. She doesn't give me stress.
Sure.
She's a great soul. Mm. She's kind. When she said they don't make them like me anymore, they don't make them like her anymore.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
She's a beautiful artiste. She's a thespian.
Sure. You have very strong opinions on the fickleness of fandom and how often our fans almost only love us when it's good. But when it's bad, majority disappear.
Yeah.
That you're only as dope as the show that is currently running. But once the show is done and they don't see you on the screen, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that.
That's what it is. Out of sight, out of mind. Well, I mean, you some thespians do leave a great impact. Mm. You know, there's many, many actors that are no more, your original Shaka Zulus,
sure.
Most of the cast from Hlalaka Bafileyo, Scooty's Nice, they're out of sight, but forever in our minds.
Sure.
But also, it's not only the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Some people in this stupid, messy industry, they will appreciate you and love you when your show is on air.
Mm.
Ha, come season finale.
Mm.
Or come, let's go to radio. Come reshuffling. In March,
sure.
Contract is gone, you're no longer on air.
Mm.
They move to the new friends that are on air.
Yes.
So yeah, they like you when they can, Fresh, please give me a shout out.
If you
abuse.
Yeah.
So they will use you, abuse you, and lose you in that order.
Mm.
So I mean, I don't know if it's a matter of favors, but they glorify you when you're on air.
Sure.
And when you're off air, they're like, okay, next.
Mm.
So they don't like you for you.
Mm.
They like you for what can you do for me?
Sure. So for instance, you're also very vocal about the role of the Department of Arts and Culture.
Oh.
And, you know, when Minister McKenzie, it's still weird saying Minister McKenzie.
Yeah.
But anyway, when Minister McKenzie spoke about how they're going to publish a list of every person in the industry that's benefited.
Yeah.
Even just 1 cent.
Yeah.
A lot of people felt like, but why are you exposing people? Do you want to embarrass people?
Mm.
But generally, the public felt like, yeah, Vale, it's our taxpayers.
Yeah.
It's our taxes.
Yeah.
We're taxpayers and we want to know where our money went.
Where
do you stand on that issue?
I like things to be open.
Yeah.
You know, we would like to... I went through that list and it was shocking. Half of those people I don't know, you know. I don't expect to know everybody.
Yeah.
But also it was interesting,
mm.
you know, to see that Diamond this department has money.
Sure.
Each department is allocated a certain budget, you know, but then we still have artists.
I think it's 2.2 billion currently.
Way. Mm. Whilst we have to donate when someone dies, when we have to bag for halls and theaters when someone dies, when we have to not have quality projects on air, when we don't have community centers, Kokasi. I grew up around community centers. It was still great and safe. But I was happy when the list was published because we want to see who got 200,000 and do they deserve it and what have they done.
And for me, it's not even so much that I disagree that it might embarrass people or put people's business out there.
Yeah.
For me, during a COVID period, where people, I personally was buying groceries for 8 people who are in our industry. 8. I was buying groceries out of my own pocket. But you have a department giving obscene amounts of money to individuals.
Yeah.
Obscene amounts of money to individuals because those people are connected or because those people know the right person to help them with the form.
Yeah.
But the people who don't have groceries. That's rubbish, dude.
It's nonsensical nonsense. There were names there that I've never seen.
Which is fine. Well, I mean, we're not going to know everyone in our industry.
Yeah.
There's artists, there's dancers, there's choreographers. We won't know everyone. Not everyone is in front of the camera.
But some of them, we need to question if, are they even, do they exist?
Well, a simple Google search and checking on Instagram will give you an idea of if they exist or not. But if we're going to give Zola money to pay 6 months of rent, but someone else in the same industry as Zola can't even afford to buy groceries,
I mean,
that is bullshit.
It's a damn shame.
It's bullshit.
It's a damn shame. But shout out to you for buying those 8 people.
And you know the sad thing is, because COVID devastated our industry the way it did, the majority of them still can't afford groceries. Now, how wild is that?
No, that's crazy.
How wild is that? But anyway, we have another message for you. Please put on your headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yo, 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 yo. Hello.
Oh, no.
I'm Zola for fun. Yes,
been.
Sure. Zola hashtag Hashazi. You know what time it is. It's your boy, Master P, don't get it twisted, the number one beatboxer of the world-renowned a cappella group, The Soil. Antana, I'm proud of you.
Amen.
And thank you, Abud Fresh. This guy next to you is a living legend, man. He's multi-talented, he's humanitarian. I mean, I'm counting, he's a presenter, producer, actor, voiceover artist, an MC, and then sometimes he tries to dance. Hey, but
what?
You know what? It's just a bunch of fun, man. You just need to hang around with him to see him for who he is. Really, I mean, this guy has energy from TV, and then even in the hood, he still has the same energy. You'd say he's drinking something, man. But yeah, man, he likes to see people progress in their life, man. I think with him, man, people are blessed to have him. Also me as a body, you know, we've traveled a lot, and then we've seen it all. We've lost some friends, Abo Akumzi, and we've cried Nabomposa recently, but you know, we still got each other, you know, from that whole shebang.
Yeah.
And I told him, never lose hope. Sometimes it's time for us to check on self also, you know, and then celebrate ourselves also, you know, have a self-introspection.
Yeah.
And it's so good, man, you know. And then it's nice to comfort others when Azola also Ntwana Yami. And sometimes you need to also check in on us and we check in on you. You know what it is, time. But yeah, man, I remember those hilarious days whereby you didn't have accommodation for the Metro Awards, and then you asked me, Ntwana, do you have? I was like, I come through, Ntwana, drive down, and then we had fun, man. And then, yo, I can tell you about his wildest side. When he's nice with the Bev, Zola would jump in a pool. Skinny TP!
Wow.
Yeah, that's my boy, he's wild!
Wow.
I love you, Zola.
Oh, man. Tell us about P. P. Dog.
Master P.
Master P from The Soil.
Lupindo Nga.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Master P is a brother.
Yes, sir.
You know, some friends become brothers. Mm. Master P is a brother. I think when I entered the industry, they were also coming out from school.
Sure.
And they were also entering the industry. Mm. I think we were all both size 26.
Sure.
Yeah. And yeah, we literally grew up together in the industry.
Sure.
In the same hood, Protea Glen. Mm. And we've been through it all, the good, the bad, the highs, the lows. There was a point I used to attend all their concerts everywhere, as much as they were they're my friends, but I don't usually fan out, but I would fan out, you know. I still have their CDs, I love their music. Master P is a brother you can call at 3 a.m. Huriki Stakileko N1.
Oh, I need accommodation for the awards.
I mean, and I drove to Durban with no accommodation, but I drove.
I'm like, decided, if girls can do it in Sun City, I can do it in Durban.
If girls can do it in Durban, July, I mean,
I was guitar.
In fact, now that you mention that, Fresh, I did it again, Cornell Sprite, at the metros. Wow.
So it's your thing?
Well, I was young, stupid and naive.
Yeah.
No, man. But Master P is a brother that you would call. We're actually hanging together a month ago.
Sure.
He's amazing.
Mm.
He's a beautiful soul. Sure. He's a kind-hearted. You see, everything he said about me, that's him.
Sure.
Yeah, I appreciate him, you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, the skinny dipping parts could have been edited, but
it's the truth.
I mean, but you must live your truth.
Yeah.
And also, speaking of skinny dipping, I don't know why I do that, because if you remember, in Mexico, I never got into water because I can't swim. You were supposed to teach me, Mr. Miyagi.
Dude, you were supposed to come to my wife's swimming school, and you said you can't, for 5 years, like, no, I'm on my way.
I guess at that time I had 11 jobs, so I was busy.
So you must keep your clothes on. Thank you very much. Were you arrested, and what were you arrested for?
I knew that was coming.
Because I'm like, while he's in water. Sometimes.
Turn up the heat.
Sometimes the best time to bring the blowtorch is when they're in water.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It's been a great...
Naked in the water. Bring the blowtorch.
Okay, now let's go there.
Yeah, were you arrested? Why were you arrested?
Well, I
yes or no first?
Well, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, why were you arrested, Zola?
Allegedly, they said...
Okay.
I was impersonating
a doctor.
A doctor.
So you are the original Dr. Lani?
No.
Okay.
There's Dr. Malinga, there's Dr. Kumalo. I am a traditional doctor.
Okay.
So I was there to see my late aunt now.
Okay, so this happened where?
In Barra.
Okay, so you arrived at Barra.
Yeah.
Were you wearing a doctor's coat?
No.
Did you have a stethoscope or not?
Well, yes.
Why did you have a stethoscope on your
shoulder? Because it's the only way I could get in there after visiting hours.
Okay, so you badly wanted to visit someone.
Yeah,
so
you had to
impersonate a doctor.
No, to give them traditional medication.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, which I know they'll never allow.
Okay.
So, yeah, I did it for about 2 weeks.
Oh, shit. This wasn't just a once off.
Oh, hell no.
Yo.
Yeah. I know. And then, Hashem, that day was not my day. Yeah. But then I made magic.
So how did it catch up with you, this thing?
How did it catch up with me? Mm. Damn.
Because for 2 weeks you got away with it.
Yeah. I how did it catch up with me?
So what? So you broke into a hospital?
Not broke.
You impersonated a doctor, so it's a break-in.
No, I drove in, I parked.
Yeah.
I walked.
So, but on the real though, so was this to administer traditional meds?
Yeah.
Okay.
To my family member.
Okay.
You know, because we were trying everything.
Sure.
You know, but unfortunately it was...
So how did it catch up with you? That this guy is not one of us.
I think someone said, "Hi, man."
Mm.
who is this doctor? Mm. You know, I think someone's, and then I was like, uh-oh. Mm. Yeah, then I knew.
Okay.
And I think one of the matrons was there, mm. and I think she knows all the doctors.
Sure.
Then I tried to explain to her,
mm.
and I'm like, oh, but this is my family.
Sure.
This, yeah. But then they were like, nope.
Mm.
I was like, okay.
Mm. So how long were you locked up for?
One night only.
And then were you charged? What was the charge?
I was not charged.
Okay.
Yeah, I called mother,
mm.
and mother made it disappear.
Okay, so the thing is done now.
It's done.
But have you learned your lesson?
Well, I must bring back my stethoscope, but I've learned.
What are you gonna do with a stethoscope, Zola?
I'm an actor, it's a prop.
I don't think he's learned his lesson.
No, man, I have.
Mm.
I didn't know it was illegal.
What?
I didn't know it was illegal
to impersonate a doctor.
Yeah.
Why would it be legal?
I had to Google it, and I was like, you?
Why would it be legal to impersonate a doctor?
I don't know.
Next thing you're busy, they're giving people spate.
No.
The doctor they...
Well, that's right up my alley. That's what I do. As a sangoma.
Yeah.
But no, on the real, I've learned, yeah, mm. yeah. Do not impersonate doctors. It's, yeah.
Let's touch on your calling quickly. How did your calling manifest? When did you realize that, okay, I can't ignore this anymore?
I think after I wrote off my fourth or fifth car, because
mm.
I would write off cars every year
in
June.
Mm. At least you're consistent. What is happening in June?
It's cold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and the heater is on.
Okay. Oh, and then you fall asleep.
Well, that was one time.
Okay.
Other times, I don't remember.
Mm.
The other time, I was fetching a drumstick. Auntie, there's a cave. Next thing, wall, tree, broke my nose.
What do you say to people who say you had 5 car accidents because you were a reckless driver? It has nothing to do with ancestors.
Listen, that would be their opinion, because and also my late great grandmother would always be there,
okay,
at the back. I would see her, so there was a series of her showing up, and after all these accidents, when I decided to heed the call, no more accidents, you know. So listen, it happens to us differently.
Sure.
You know,
hence, so, I'm asking you how yours manifested.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, that's how I acknowledged it, and I found out that, yo, this is what you need to do.
Sure.
Because someone else in the family done had it before, and everyone has been running.
Sure.
And I was like, yo, I'll take it.
Mm.
But if I didn't, I don't think I would be here today.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, following my calling has definitely transformed my life.
Sure.
Following my calling has made me slow down. Mm. Following my calling has made me better and slower.
Sure.
You know, because speed kills.
Mm. Mm.
Literally and figuratively.
Mm.
Yeah.
How does following your calling affect intimate relationships?
Yo, it does.
Mm.
It does, because some people are not sure if they want to interact or get intimate, you know.
Hence I'm asking. I'm actually asking from a very personal point of view.
Yeah.
Because someone didn't disclose to me that they are in the middle of a thing. I find out later that, oh, by the way, I'm like, why are you only telling me now?
Also, you couldn't tell.
There was nothing. There was nothing.
Which is dangerous. You must always disclose, you know, because we are dealing with spirits here.
Mm, absolutely.
So if my spirit and your spirit are up, then it's a no for me.
Absolutely.
It's a no from them.
Mm, mm.
So it's very important.
Mm.
But I love it also because it guides you to the right person. Because many people come in relationships or in your spaces for different reasons and for different seasons.
So have you found the right person?
I'm still auditioning.
Yeah,
I'm still auditioning. Listen, there's people I've loved, that have...
Didn't you date Gully Roberts?
We had a thing.
And how old were you at the time? I know you were very, 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 very young. Zolanda Miss sister.
Mind you, Kuli was my mom's age, ne?
Hence I'm saying that when I heard that you were dating Kuli, I was like, how?
No, we were having fun. We were having fun. We were having fun. She
what,
was
what did you call her, the mamzo?
No Makula. Guys, Kuli was amazing.
Yeah.
Kuli was amazing. She, oh, yeah.
So we lose Kuli. And what do you think we lost in a Kuli when the industry lost Kuli?
To those that interacted with Kuli, especially off screen, they would know that you lost a giving, humble,
sure,
sweet, shy, funny, naughty, creative.
You'd know about the naughty, of course.
To those that knew Kuli on screen.
So when you guys role played, what did you play? Crash?
Oh, Fresh, you are on a roll, ne? Funny enough, we used to dress up.
I'm sure.
Spider-Man.
I'm sure.
We used to interrogate people. In Centurion, they'll never forget us.
Yeah.
Listen, on screen, people lost a real talent.
Sure.
An entertainer.
And no prison taker.
No, listen, tongue in cheek.
Sure.
She called a spade. I think I also got it from her to call it out.
I'm sure.
I'm not here to be liked. I'm not money. But I've got the talent.
Sure.
Yeah. So we lost a great talent.
But also, because we're now, you've been intimately involved in a lot of productions, a lot of shows within our industry. I'm sure a lot of the losses we've been dealing with over the last 5 years affected you probably more than a lot of people out there.
Yeah. It's...
So how do you deal with it at an emotional level that you keep going and it doesn't drag you down?
At some stage, I was just an autopilot.
Sure.
You know, I was like Lilith on Sarafina, you know, make me numb, Nelson.
Yeah.
Make me numb. I was numb. But I would break down at home. But therapy also helped.
Sure.
Because the loss became... We've lost a lot of great people.
Sure. It's been a hectic 5 years.
And it's painful. Because the people watching, some of them, they are just fans.
Sure.
But these people are breadwinners. These people are talent. These people are,
and many at the prime of their talent.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it always happens like that when you almost there,
sure,
and they're like, okay, that's enough. So it's
I mean, I started watching Savage Beauty.
Oh yeah.
And I was like, Mpo's gone.
Yes.
Like such a talent gone.
Yeah. And 016 FM, that one is still unbelievable.
Just like this. Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of them are still unbelievable. Unfortunately, that's what's going to happen to all of us. But then we need to live every day,
sure,
as if it's our last. We need to eat that meal every day as if it's your last.
Absolutely.
We need to celebrate each other and tell each other and be kind to each other.
Sure. Now, before we let you go, because we are running out of time,
yeah,
what is your biggest concern about your industry right now? So let's talk film and TV. What's your biggest concern right now?
I usually say let's be kind to ourselves in the industry, because the Americans have been having it.
Sure.
TV was only introduced in South Africa in 1976.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, as much as we are a work in progress, but we need to put our act together and pull our socks up, and because it stopped being about talent a long time ago, you know. So we need to bring back the art.
The essence.
The essence in the art. We need to bring back talent.
Sure.
I've got no qualms and no beef with your influencers. There's enough slices of cake for everyone to eat. But my concern is, it seems like Rico Pick and Pay, man. Everyone is like nkenyeng, asfagani la, you know.
Working in it.
Like all of us, we've worked.
Sure.
We had to audition. We have to call in agents, managers. So we are missing the art, the love, the passion. Now it's about just, I want the money, I want the role, I want the red carpet, I want the black carpet, I want this dress, I want
people
this car.
People are in it for the frills and not for, let me be memorable, impactful, and immortalize myself in my art.
Yeah.
Instead, you're going to be remembered for how much of a diva you were, or because of who you slept with.
Versus, culture and caste.
You know, versus the work they did in 50 years will be in a textbook, because that's how much impact they had in the industry. And I think we need people that hungry in the industry.
We need people that hungry. We need people that hungry. They're not hungry for it anymore.
Mm.
And also now they're just calling it a hobby. What's your hobby? Acting.
No, I'm just trying this acting thing. You know, the minute you start calling it this DJ thing, foot tech, with your thing, foot tech, it's not a thing.
No, you need my orange to say that foot tech.
No. The thing is, I don't want to take over his thing.
Oh, Obana. Okay. All
so right. I'm downplaying my foot tech.
Okay.
So then my orange can have his. You see.
Your foot tech is in cursive.
I did calligraphy, in fact, in primary school.
Oh, really?
In all of primary school, I got A or A plus for handwriting. I can't believe they used to grade our handwriting, eh? But anyway, story for another day. What's next for Zola? Where do we support you? Where do we find you?
What's next for me?
Yeah.
There's new shows that are being cooked.
Okay.
We are cooking. There are new shows that are being cooked with Netflix.
Okay.
There was a time I wanted to get into radio, but as I said, now they're also calling it this. I want to try this radio thing. So everyone is doing radio.
It's a radio thing.
Yeah.
Imagine.
So now, it's fine. So I want to go back to the stage.
Sure.
I miss theater. I'm sad I missed out on Grahamstown. I just want to bring back the arts.
Sure.
I want to bring back art to the people.
Mm.
So Minister McKenzie, I will be asking for funding and bring back the art to different hoods. So
sure.
I just want to grow Hashati Productions from strength to strength and hire people that are hungry and pay them well and stop exploiting the crew or the extras like we saw on Shagai Lembe. So I just want to leave a mark on being a young production owner that did it differently and did the damn thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My dude, I love you. Nothing but respect for you.
I love you and respect you too, big dog.
I've seen your come up since 2006, 2007.
Yeah.
And I think you must continue being unapologetic, speaking truth to power, and calling out shit that is shit. If it's shit, it's shit. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm glad that you call it out as you see it. So shout out to you. I love you, my guy.
I love you.
Ladies and gentlemen, Zola Hashati Kamutsiri is out of here. And no, he's not looking for another sugar mother. Or are you?
Well.
So, body mamzo. If you're looking for a 35-year-old. If you're 60, you're looking for a 35.
What a wow.
Do you ever call us like, oh, safe deal?
You know what is Kuli's biggest thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell us more.
No. One thing I hated about that house, there was like 9 cats and 4 dogs.
And you were there for the 10th one.
What, the pussy cat?
Ladies and gentlemen, bye-bye. Zola Hashati Kamutsiri is leaving the building. Not even Dr. Doolittle. We know you're Dr. Do a lot. Fuck. Zola is out of here, guys. And it is a wrap. As always, thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for subscribing. Thank you for sharing the links with friends and family. It's been another episode of Wow What a Week, coming to you from AMP Studios, downtown Johannesburg. We're part of the Africa Podcast Network. Feel free to email us at waw@africapodcastnetwork.com. Shout out to our cinematographer, Trevor, and the guys at Pezulu Works. Shout out to Otis the Floor Fraser for all of our imaging. And shout out to our mother, the show executive producer, Keletso Modisa King. Till next week, have yourselves a wow week in spite of yourselves.